Well, as saying goes, that Detroit is on the clock. Less than 2 days until the nation, the world, arrives for the NFL draft. And, of course, that means that Michigan gets to share in that spotlight as well. Joining us live on what will tomorrow be designated Honolulu Blue Day by order of the governor is the governor of the great state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you. Many of us are wearing Honolulu blue every day, though.
Well, my shirt is blue and my hair is silver. Do I meet the dress code?
You got it. Well done.
Okay. The one I can't do anything about, but I wish I could. We were just talking about just the change in narrative, and I think Mike Duggan in his State of the City did a good job about this, talking about the ruined porn and the negative stories and the national media obsessing over the negatives in Detroit. Yesterday, the number one story in the Wall Street Journal was about downtown Detroit's turnaround being a model for the rest of the nation. That's got to make you feel good. And just talk to us about what this event means in the larger context.
Well, absolutely. We all know Detroit was at one point one of the world's greatest cities and certainly had a lot of hard times, but man, there's so much exciting stuff happening right now. And every time we get an opportunity to host an event like the NFL draft or the presidential debate 4 years ago, it's an opportunity to bring people in from around the country and around the world to actually see with their own eyes some of the exciting things that are happening here on the ground. And it should be a source of pride for everyone. This is the biggest city in the state of Michigan. It is a world-class city, and there's so much cool stuff happening, from our small businesses to, you know, dominating top businesses on the globe call Detroit home and call Michigan home. And so it's good for all of us.
And Governor, it's important for local leadership to support these initiatives like Honolulu Blue Day. And I know the mayor has, Mayor Duggan has as well, because it brings communities together.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing I thought we all could find common ground on last year was the Lions. It's exciting to be able to rally around a cause that is of great pride for all of us. And so it's got to be all of us in this together, from local to state to federal government to private sector to public sector. This is a time for us to be proud Michiganders, proud Detroiters, and proud Lions.
Governor, this has been in the works for years, and planning and letters of intent to the NFL. I mean, talk about your involvement in all of that and the work that went in.
Well, I was honored to play a small role in the large effort that so many people were a part of, from the mayor's office to the MEDC to Visit Detroit. I mean, it was truly a combined effort, low ego, let's just get it done type of focus. And I think that's who we are in Michigan. That's who the Lions are. You know, I think that this is a moment for us to really boast about some of the cool things that are happening and be sober about the things we have yet to do together. But we all got to be a part of this. And when we are, every one of us benefits from it.
One of those to-dos I know was on your radar on Monday, on Earth Day, that we got a significant boost in upgrading water systems, this 10 years after the Flint crisis. Talk to me about how much of an impact these new grants could have.
Well, you know, as we talk about water infrastructure, it's a part of infrastructure that doesn't immediately come to mind for all Michiganders. We tend to think of the roads or the internet, but water infrastructure you cannot live without. And so we put another $290 million out for opportunities for municipalities to upgrade their sewers and the pipes. And it's not the most exciting things, but this is the stuff we all rely on. Every parent in Michigan should be able to take a glass of water from the tap and give it to their child at the dinner table and know that they're safe. And so $4 billion is what we've invested over the last 5 years in water infrastructure. This is another tranche that will help more communities upgrade their offerings to their communities.
Governor, has there a decision been made, or is it being close to being made, on the former MSU board chair, Rima Vassar, and trustee Dennis Deno?
Yeah, one of the things that we want to do is make sure we follow the process to a T, and so I have sent it over to the Attorney General's office, who is taking a look at it and will make some recommendations to me about scope of authority and whether the facts seem to merit unique action here. And so it's in her court at the moment, and when she responds, I'll take a serious look and make a determination about what next steps might look like.
I drove to Lansing the other day for my brother's law school graduation, and 696 is torn up, but this is a good thing? This is the infrastructure getting fixed?
Yes. Yes. You're welcome.
Well, that is a major project.
Well, you know, we have, for a long time, we all know this, we neglected to do the routine rebuilding and maintenance of our thoroughfares, the state trunk lines, et cetera, all across the state. We're doing a lot of work now, and I had the embarrassing moment of having to call and announce to someone that I was going to be late to a meeting because of road construction, and they laughed. They understood why it was funny that I was calling, because I was going to be late because of road construction. But, you know, as we rebuild, it's really important that we continue to do this work, and in Michigan, this is that time of year.
Upended by your own orange barrels. We've been watching with deep concern about what's happening on the nation's college campuses. We know we've got a tenant encampment up now at the University of Michigan. Some Jewish students feel that they are unsafe or at the very least uncomfortable. Does the state have a role in making sure that students feel safe on campus if you don't feel that university officials are going far enough?
Well, I've got an open dialogue with our leaders on our campuses. And, you know, it is never acceptable for language to rise to harassment, the kind of vitriol that is scaring students, making them feel unsafe. It's unacceptable. It will not stand. And so we've got to make sure that our campus leadership feels supported and has a plan. And that's what we are doing. That being said, I know everyone's hurting, right? We've got a couple of communities here that have lived in harmony in our state and for decades as neighbors. And we're not going to tolerate language or actions that endanger fellow Michiganders. And so I take this very seriously. We keep that open line of communication and take our, you know, next steps very thoughtfully. But it's important to reiterate that regardless of who the hate is directed at,
it's not
something that we tolerate.
And that includes those that would scream death to America, death to Israel at some of the rallies that we've seen.
You know, I was pleased to see the mayor in Dearborn and a lot of the leadership in Dearborn say, we are Americans, we're proud Americans. And they, so that language was unacceptable. You know, I think that that's the story that we need to continue to promote as well, that there are good people who understand that kind of language just doesn't do anything to further the goals of peace in the region and trying to protect people.
All right. With the world coming to Detroit, have you invited any of your fellow governors to come in? Are you going to be, you know...
are you having a party?
Right. Maybe, little SmackDown talk with some of your fellow governors from NFL states?
Yeah, and from college states, too, for that matter. But, no, I don't. I'm not hosting parties. I'm attending a number of them. I am excited about this chance to show Michigan on the national stage and highlight what we're doing. And well, I love the smack talk. So let's go.
Yeah.
Are fine if Brad Holmes trades down and gets out of the first round night one.
Listen, I know one thing, and that is I am not the expert here. And so I trust in Sheila Hamp, Dan Campbell, and everyone over there at the Lions leadership. We've had a great season last year, and if we've learned anything, this team knows what they're doing. It's exciting.
It will be a white hot spotlight, but we've got a lot of good stuff to show. Governor, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a great time.
We sure will. You too. Yeah, the time for smack talk will come after when we can show them what these draft picks
exactly
do,
when
right?
they start to get on the field.
Yeah. When we come back, the FTC yesterday striking down non-compete clauses. Business leaders are screaming, saying that this is unfair, but it strikes a blow for labor, who says we can't be constricted. We should be allowed to compete in the market. We'll get the latest on that for the Michigan Chamber next on JR Morning. But this week's S&P Global Mobility Minute, time for that with Mike Wall, brought to you by Dana. Dana, people finding a better way.
The global auto industry continues to exhibit relative strength, with the overall outlook seeing a modest upgrade for the month. Vehicle production has shifted to a more traditional demand-driven model in the context of a still elevated interest rate environment and vehicle affordability concerns, among other influences. The state of consumer demand remains a critical factor and is being monitored very closely. Beneath the top-line performance, propulsion mix developments vary by region as certain markets face somewhat slower EV adoption growth rates, while other areas continue to see rather encouraging results. Turning to North America, S&P Global Mobility's latest light vehicle production outlook has been upgraded by over 200,000 units and now totals 16 million units for 2024 relative to 15.7 million units for 2023 to maintain ideal inventory levels as U.S. light vehicle sales are expected to increase 2.6% to just under 16 million units. I'm Mike Wall with this week's Automotive Minute from S&P Global Mobility, formerly IHS Markit.